Hello. All right, here we go. Let's dive into the quantum acupoints for Revincera. I'm excited to share these guys with you. We have one that's on the back of the neck, urinary bladder 10, one that's on the side of the wrist, lung 7, and then one that's on the top side of the wrist, triple warmer, or sometimes you'll hear it referred to as Sanjiao 4, and then on the top of the hand between the thumb and the next finger, large intestine 4. So we'll be going through each of those points and talking a little bit about the point, the nature of the point, and how it pairs well with this particular oil. All right, why don't we start with, and I'm looking if you want to join with me on the quantum acupoints chart for Revincera. And the chart actually starts off with UB10, so that's where we will start. That point is called Celestial Pillar. And if you actually just find right now, palpate or feel just directly under your occipital ridge, which is the bone, where the bone seems to meet the muscle tissue there. And if you touch your fingers right at the edge, it's like where a mama cat will pick up baby kitties, right there at the nape of the neck. And you hug your fingers in next to the muscle that's closest to your cervical 1 and cervical 2 there. And you're actually going to feel, if you poke around in there, you'll feel that you're between two tendons. So there's a groove right there where two muscles insert on the occipital ridge. Celestial Pillar, isn't it a beautiful name? And this point is also what's considered a window of the sky point. So it's one of the few points that is also been classically used to help open us up to, quote, the heavenly realms, or open us up to higher guidance, or open up our crown chakra, open up the pineal gland, and just these realms of what we would call the realms of light, opening us up to receive and communicate in higher ways. The name points to that as well, Celestial Pillar. So let me share with you a bit about this point in relationship to this oil. In general, we use this point for, you can imagine, local issues like neck issues, stiffness, occipital headaches, excess tension in that area, and also shoulder pain. It's a point that we use to clear wind and relieve exterior cold. So that's basically, you know, when you start to get a cold and you feel a stiff neck. That in Chinese medicine, we call it an external pathogenic invasion, or an external wind cold invasion, when you have the stiffness. And this is a point that's used to treat that as well as release that. So it's an excellent point to use right at the beginning of feeling sick. It's also used to treat eyes and calm the spirit, especially in cases of mania or epilepsy or excess talking. So when we pair Revincera there, and Revincera, if you've already listened to some of the other lessons, the energetics in particular and the inner nature, I share with you about, and you already know actually from smelling it, if you have, that it's quite a pungent oil. And the pungent fragrance lifts energy up to the head. It lifts energy up to the head. It clears the head, clears the eyes, dispels bogginess, sogginess. What else do we get going on up in the head? When you feel confused, cloudy, unclear, fatigued mentally, it helps to clear all of that. So when we pair a pungent oil that's lifting clear yang energy to the head with a point that's on the neck that also happens to clear energy in the head and neck, stuck, tense energy, then it's a powerful combination. So the thing that you want to hook into and anchor to with this is, if it feels like there's something going on with the neck and the head, and particularly the mental body, think UB10 and think Revincera. And this could include everything from, on the mental and emotional continuum, being confused, cloudy thinking, unclear, trouble focusing, all the way to a physical sensation, which could be a headache. There's so many different variations of headaches too, right? I was just hearing the words in my head that all my patients have shared with me over the years, you know, a headache like a vice grip, a gnawing headache, a dull headache. Any kind of ache in the head could be supported from this combination. And then the third piece is that Rivenzara is an opening and lifting oil, and this point is an opening and lifting point. So you can think of it as opening you up to higher guidance and also to smooth connection from your head to your body and your body to your head. I just thought of that song, and you say, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I often think of that song with lemony oils like lemongrass or mei chong, or a sweet lemony like bergamot or mandarin, because it clears the head and it does it in this sort of sunshiny, citrusy way. And with lemony, as you've heard me speak about before, it directs the energy out like rays of light. And the pungents are going to be a more direct lift up of the energy. But both of them produce a clearing effect in the head and the mental body. Okay, so the next one that we'll look at, let's go to lung 7 and then large intestine 4. So lung 7 is on the side of your wrist, on the thumb aspect. And we, in school, the way we would find this point or check our anatomical location was if you shake your own hand and you extend your pointer finger and lay it out over across your wrist, your opposite wrist, and you lay it down kind of at the edge of the darker skin and the lighter skin on the side of your wrist. There is a little groove there in the bone. And go ahead and feel it now if you can safely. You can feel just the tiniest little divot there in the bone. That's lung 7. And the name of lung 7 is broken sequence. It's the we call it the low point of the lung meridian. And this is a wonderful and powerful point. You might remember me speaking about it with other oils for also releasing the exterior and helping to clear pathogens from the lung and the lung channel. So it helps just at the onset of feeling sick or like you've been invaded by something, or if you have body aches, fever, runny nose, scratchy throat, sneezing, anything that, if you're a Chinese medicine practitioner, that we consider internal wind would be supported by Rivenzara there. This particular point as well is when it's paired with kidney 6, which is down on the ankle, it can help treat urinary issues and gynecological issues, as well as yin deficiency. So what I'll generally do is put Rivenzara on lung 7 and then put something that's yin supportive like vetiver or sandalwood down on kidney 6. And that's a beautiful combo for yin deficiency with gynecological issues or yin deficiency sore throat. This point is also a command point for the posterior neck. So here we have again, the UB10 was already on the posterior neck and treating the neck. And then lung 7 will also treat the posterior neck. So actually this combo of UB10 with lung 7, when you start to feel a cold come on or that you're being, quote, invaded from something from the outside in, it's a great combo to help vent whatever it is that's trying to make its way into you, vent and release it, and at the same time boost your immune system. Okay, very good. Now we'll look at large intestine 4, very famous point, Hegu, joining valley. And this is called the command point for the head and face. It's also the source point for the large intestine. So starting from the perspective of the organs, it's a point that's supportive for the colon. And pairing Rivenzara there, Rivenzara is pungent, it's energizing, it helps things move. So if there's constipation, whether it's acute or chronic, it could be supported well with Rivenzara on large intestine 4. Also because Revincera is such a potent moving oil, and this point is a potent moving point, it moves a lot of qi, they're well matched for each other. Their energies are well matched. So if you're wanting to move qi, especially up through into the shoulder, through the side of the neck, through into the face. So in the case of headaches, jaw pain, jaw tension, neck pain, just tension, you know, tension, when we're tense, energy gets squeezed and it rises up into the head. So just releasing and relaxing tension in the head, eyes, face, jaw. Revincera on this point is really helpful. Good. Well, if you might be familiar with the fact that this point is often paired with liver 3, which is in a similar spot, but down on the foot. And so a good combo is actually Revincera on large intestine 4 that will move qi in a big way, and then blue tansy down on liver 3, which is also going to move qi, but not quite as, it does it a little bit, it does it differently for sure. The pungent Revincera likes to lift and move with some, you know, some force to it actually. And blue tansy's got a little sweetness to it, a bit of green. It's a bit more playful in the way that it likes to move energy. Okay, and our last point that we're going to look at is triple heater 4. And the name of this point is Yang Pond, and it is the source point for triple heater, which means it helps to tune and attune the triple heater meridian and the triple heater functions. If you're not an acupuncturist, I think probably the easiest way to understand the triple warmer function, there's I'm going a little bit slowly here because there's some disagreements. I don't know. People have different opinions. That's a better way to describe it. There's different opinions about the main functions of the triple heater meridian, but what most agree upon is that it does govern the, it's like the thermostat of the body. And that way it can be related to the thyroid and helping us to maintain our warmth balance and also moving warmth energy between the three jiaos. The lower jiao, which is the pelvic area, the middle, which contains many of your internal organs, and then the upper jiao, your lungs, heart, chest. Others say that the triple warmer meridian governs your fascial system, which I could also, I've also seen evidence for that. And it's also that meridian and that function that helps us to have healthy social boundaries. So, excuse me. When we when we are more intimate with someone, someone that we know well, and we come closer together with them, we're talking more intimately, that's governed by the pericardium. But when we're at a party and we don't know the people there too well, and we're kind of making lighter small talk with them and with us, that's more the domain of triple heater. It keeps a bit of more of a distance. It also regulates the outer boundaries of, say, I'm sitting in one of my treatment rooms right now at my clinic, and I have a fairly large clinic. So the front door is a significant distance away, but we have a little bell on it. So if I heard the bell right now, it would be my triple heater that helps me to respond to that boundary being activated. And this point also, beyond helping us with boundaries, it helps to clear pathogenic invasion or stagnation through the triple warmer meridian. And you've heard me say this before with these points that we're working with, clear the exterior. Clear the exterior. So there's a real theme coming through here with Revincera in helping us to have healthy protection through, it does it in several different ways, by the way, but in part, it's through helping us to clear the exterior and clear pathogenic invasion. So when we have pathogenic invasion, let's just take the common cold, the virus or the bacteria makes its way into our meridian circulation. In Chinese medicine, we believe that it enters through the neck, which is why it's important to keep your neck covered when it's cold or when it's cold and flu season or when it's windy. And so it enters in through the neck, and then it slowly makes its way from the outer meridians deeper into the body. And so if you can catch a pathogenic invasion when it's in its early stages, you can vent it out and release it. And Revincera is amazing for that. And if you're wanting to help vent out that pathogen, think about UB10, the first point we talked about, triple warmer 4, and then that lung 7. You could do all three of those together. The Revincera, as you've heard me talk about on the Inner Nature audio, as the protector, it's also incredibly antiviral and antibacterial. So it's also helping to kill off unfriendly microbes that might be settling into your nasal passageways, your throat, and your lungs. So let's see if there's any more I want to share with you about. Yeah, this point, triple heater, triple warmer 4, also can help to tonify the yang energy of the body. And Revincera is also, as a strongly pungent oil, it helps to tonify the yang energy. So they're a good match there. That's a nice combo if you're wanting to energize things. Even if you're not feeling sick, another thing that you can hook into with this point and oil combination is, I want to tonify my energy. I want to uplift my energy, and I want to feel strong and clear right now. Okay, wonderful. I hope that you enjoyed this, and I'll see you in the next lesson.